prosecutors in Salt Lake City have filed first-degree murder charges against a woman who gave birth to a stillborn twin. 28-year-old Melissa Ann Rowland is accused of refusing a cesarean section, which doctors said was necessary for the survival of that unborn child. NPR's Howard Berkus is in Salt Lake City.
The charging document filed by prosecutors says that Melissa Ann Rowland repeatedly ignored the advice of multiple doctors and nurses who told the pregnant woman her twin fetuses were in distress. One doctor recommended immediate surgery, a cesarean section. Rowland refused and signed a statement acknowledging that her babies could suffer significant brain injury or death. Kent Morgan is a deputy Salt Lake County prosecutor.
She leaves the hospital against medical advice, giving as her reason that she didn't want to ruin her life with the scars that would be left by a cesarean. She indicated that she would rather lose one of the babies than be cut like that. The reason for that is vanity.
Rowland allegedly refuses additional tests and treatment when a nurse is unable to find a heart rate for one of the fetal twins. 4 days later, a baby girl is born alive. Her twin brother is stillborn.
The doctor in the medical examiner's office conducted an autopsy. He finds that just 2 days prior, had the baby been delivered, then the baby would have survived. All of this isn't just a single act of the defendant. It's the collective acts of the defendant that show that she evidenced a depraved indifference to human life.
I would love to cross-examine that medical examiner and ask whether or not he or she ruled out the scores of other likely and possible reasons that a stillbirth could result in a multiple pregnancy.
Lynn Paltrow directs a group called National Advocates for Pregnant Women. She calls the murder charge an unprecedented abuse of power, which defies the uncertainty of medical diagnosis.
Medical advice is just that. It is advice. Doctors are very fallible, and if a mistake is going to be made in our country, we allow the person on whom the procedure is going to be performed to make that mistake, not some outsider, even if they happen to have a medical degree.
That actually mirrors the position of the organization representing obstetricians. Dr. Robert Lorenz serves on the Ethics Committee of the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology.
Patients deserve the right to make a decision about how they're going to be cared for. Justice implies everybody, pregnant or non-pregnant, should be treated the same. We would not take a man to court to do surgery on him. This obviously violates that principle of justice.
The only similar cases have involved court orders mandating cesarean sections over the objections of mothers. And in one landmark case, an appeals court ruled that an informed decision by a competent pregnant woman should prevail. Competency is unclear in this case. Melissa Ann Rowland's attorney did not return NPR's calls, but he told the Salt Lake Tribune that his client has a history of serious mental illness. And prosecutor Kent Morgan says he doesn't know whether doctors sought legal guardianship for Rowland so that a competent person appointed by the court could make medical decisions on her behalf. Rowland is in jail pending a hearing next week. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.